think guys, I've said this in my previous season when I talked about how difficult it is for self-discovery. I have my brother in the studio, which will say hi.
Hi everyone.
How are you doing? How excited are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just hoping. I want to see what this will become. So I'm just doing.
What it looks like shooting behind the scene, yeah?
Yes.
So we are having our first 10th episode today. It's been a long time for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So far, how engaged have you been with this podcast? What is happening as it been?
Honestly, I've watched just like 3 episodes, though I plan on just taking maybe one day or one weekend and just play it out loud, even if I cannot watch the videos and all. But eventually, I have to watch it because all the children keep questioning me. What do you think about episode 5? What do you think about it? So I don't really have an option. I have to watch it one way or the other.
Okay, given that you watch like 3 episodes and notice that we have talked about self-love. And today's topic is vices on the episodes we talked about so far, like we impede our growth as individual persons. Podcast is a platform for you to be expressive and a reality check. I'm your host, Emity the Olochukwu Gloria, and we have Emity the Olochukwu behind the scenes. Okay, I talked about vices, generally vices, why we also had like that. This happens to be the first 10th episode of LL Season 2. So we've talked about being yourself, growing yourself. So I just want to ask you a very big question, because I always point out how difficult it is to keep to your values, your morals, just because we're in a world where everything is generally accepted, basically. So what do you think has been that one vice that has impeded your self-growth or that has stopped your self-development that you think we should work on generally as individuals?
Generally, I think it has to do with money management. You check your account statement at the end of the month, you'll be seeing millions. But when you check your real life balance, you'll be seeing thousands. So money used to fly. Like, it's of lately that I'm now finding out that you have to. There's one proverb that my dad used to always say. He say, "Inye ego nodu onolugi." So you have to give money a house. You have to give money where to stay. If you just keep that money around you, like without a purpose, the money will look for a purpose for you. So you have to be the man, be the owner, own your money and tell it what to do for you, or else your money will direct you. So that is what has been an hindrance for me.
For me, basically, I would say my own vice has literally existing and being different from people. I am very, very, I would like to think I'm very, very reserved. So I am around a generation where everybody wants to be noticed. So the way you are in that space and you're just like being cool and calm, just being on your own lane, it's very weird for people to like understand why are you like this in this generation. So sometimes I tend to like act out of character just to like fit in. So I think the problem I have is always trying sometimes to fit in. And when I'm in that phase where I don't even care about fitting in, people get the wrong message. I am telling you about a book I read, Subtle Art of Not Giving.
Before.
And I told you that beyond what people will say, what actually stops us from venturing into what we're supposed to do, what actually stops us from actually growing as an individual. Can you relate to this bias of mine when I say you have that thought of, oh, I don't want to be perceived as this, I don't want to like come across as rude or unfriendly?
Actually, the truth is, this vice that you're talking about trying to fit in, about what will people say, it's something that is just general for most of the humans on this planet Earth. But the actual truth is, nobody is actually seeing what you are doing. Like, people have their problems, people have what they are going through. So you are not like, I don't want to be hot, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you are not as important as you think you are. Everybody is not a celebrity.
Yeah.
Everybody is not famous. So it's just this idea in our head that we feel that, what would this person say? What would this person say? But if you calm down and look, nobody is even saying anything in the first place. It's just your head that is making all the noises and the voices. So you have to move on and do what you want to do, because if you do not do, nobody will say anything. Even if you do, still less people will still give a fuck about what you are doing. So it's just a thing of the mind.
Yeah, I always try to point out how our mind is very, very, very,
very strong.
It's very strong. I used to say when your mindset is fixated on something, it's hard for anybody to like change what you already know. And I think that is why, as individuals, I always advise us to learn and learn and learn, because it has helped me basically on this journey of self-discovery. When we conclude on this episode, I want to highlight that we've talked about so many things and I want to get your 2 cents on it. So we've talked about your values, like my episode where I highlighted being your authentic self, the ideology of your role, regardless of your gender. So do you think people gender tries to like influence their personal growth? Like being a female, being a male, do you think it tries to like affect your growth as a person or your significance as a person?
Like you said, be your authentic self, no matter what people will say. There's a truth people tend to avoid most of the time. You can, like, it is not so easy ignoring what people will say.
It's not
true. In as much as you have a strong mind, you have a strong set of values, most of the decisions we finally end up taking is out of what people said.
Yeah.
So the only thing is, when you fail, because you must fail, you'll not always be successful. You are not a robot. Even robot fails. If I saw a robot that fainted after 10 hours of work. So in as much as you are trying to be a strong man, you are trying to be that person that you want yourself to be, you are trying to be that person that you have envisioned yourself to be, whenever you feel sad because of what people have said, or whenever you feel strengthened because of what people have said, it should not actually be what will not make, like, it should not be what your life will be all about. Your life should not be all about what people are saying. You just have to always remember your core values, your core responsibilities, everything that you want at the end. If you can try and keep to your values 70-80% of the time, you are still in check. So that is just it. We are humans. We are not an ideal machine. So that's just
it. I think from that topic, we also went about to talk about our strengths, and we lost our dad last year, God bless his soul.
Yeah.
I know I talked about having an episode where I actually narrate our own experience with losing a loved one. So how was it for you, that period, going through that period, and how, I think we went about talking about how my friends was like there for me. So thinking about what you went through last year and how your friends participated in your healing and in your process of a new discovery, basically, because it's a life where you've not think or a vision, the life that your father. So what was it for you?
Yeah. It was not easy, because my dad was this sort of person that gave me freedom, gave me leeway, like go into the world and be your best self. Don't wait for me. Don't come and lie on my head that it's because of you were doing one thing for me. My dad always hated to be blamed for failure or success. Like,
yeah.
He just wanted you to do, he has already showed, he has taught you how to be a good person, how to be a rich person, how to be a poor person also. So with all those knowledges, what concerned him is go and experience life. So losing him was kind of a setback for me, in the sense that I was kind of subjected to a lot of pressure, responsibility. And me, I'm not that kind of person that likes responsibility or pressure. If you leave me,
it is not directly affecting.
Left for me, my natural instinct is to always be inside one bush. You know those Oyibo bush that they will be inside the woods, they will not be hunting. That is, I'm a loner person, but people will not believe it. But so me losing my dad had to bring me out into the spotlight. You had to be there for your family. You had to work for your family. So it took away my freedom. So. My friends, they were just there. They were not really active in my healing process. I had to do it by myself, with my brother, Israel, and my mom. We just had to be there for each other, because at the end, it's your family that matters the most. So.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most important lessons in that.
Yeah, even my dad said in his dying moments, he knew that family is important, because even at the ending, in the beginning, the middle, we're always there. It was just us, it was just we, the family. So, you know, anything you're doing in life, just try and set your family up first, because at the end, I think it's them that will have your back the most. So, they are your true friends. Yeah,
I totally agree with you, because it was a point where we understood that we were just what we had, ourselves were what we had. So we moved ahead from talking about that, and we moved forward to talking about fixing what looks like a problem. I knew I got a lot of feedback on this topic, because we tend to concentrate on what looks like the problem, not necessarily the legitimate problem. So at what point in your life do you think like you got yourself hooked on what looked like a problem? Do you think that running away from the problem is what makes life, basically? Because I actually remember when I pointed out that the source basically is you running towards your problem, being in that uncomfortable situation and like coming out, knowing that you solved this one, heading, because I think life is always going to be a continuous problem. That is what we want to think and feel. So at what point in your life do you think that you were facing what was not the legitimate problem, and how you just like identify what the legitimate problem was?
For that question really, I just the truth is just wake up every day. Just do something, just keep believing. Things that are not like mirage, things that look like the real deal will always be there. They will always, but I don't really have any pinpoint experience of when I was chasing something that was not it, but it happens. The only thing is, anytime you realize, just always go back to the basics.
That is like an angle with no recap, because when I talked about problem, I was talking about things that like affected your personal growth as a person. But this is like another angle you're coming from, where we think that this is actually the problem. Meanwhile, we have not treated the basic.
The basic is most of the time, the basic is just everything. You ignore the little things, you start looking far, looking up, and finding something that is just in your circle. So. Mm-hmm. Always remember those basic things, those basic life hack. Stop trying to do too much. Stop trying to be 1,000
maybe. Because really no one is perfect.
Yeah, like, just take it gradually.
I remember pointing out the fact that aims now are shifting. People now understand that being perfect is no longer a feasible aim, rather understanding self and discovering what your purpose is, basically. So I think we summarized 8 and 9 when we talked about emotional intelligence. You know, we attended a wedding last 2 weeks. And it was a thing of people will not be like your friends not being present for you, basically. So I don't know, I think you've had similar experience for your friends not showing up for you when you needed them most. So what and how were you able to resolve it? Because personally, I think you should address issues, and people should be able to take responsibility for their actions. So when you confront them with their issues and they do not even understand, so people do not even understand what the problem is at that point. So how were you able to like treat, how do you manage that emotion maturely? For your friend not being there for you, basically.
The honest truth is, there's this mantra I go by, that I go by in my everyday life. Number one, people know what they are doing. One,
always.
People know the difference between good and bad. If someone is convinced that this thing he did not do anything wrong, there is no preaching, there is no wasting of time. There's nothing that will ever convince that person that what he did was wrong or what he did was right. People just tend to believe what they believe. So, for me, I just believe that there are just so many things that are not under my control. And me as a person, I hate confronting people. I just tend to, like, slip away. Like, I will just vanish. You'll never hear from me again, or you'll never see me again. But it's not just in my nature to start arguing with you, start shouting for you, putting you in your place. It's not my thing. Now, for me to put you in your place, I will just leave that place. So, for that issue, I just believe that everybody have the reason why they do things, and you cannot really force your opinion, your belief, your values on somebody. If somebody believes something is right, you are going to take a lot of effort and energy to tell them that it is not right. And I don't have a lot of energy to share.
I think I agree with you when you say you cannot force your opinion on people. people, but when emotional intelligence comes in is when you're able to like manage your own shortcomings and other people's shortcomings, in the sense that you know, say you fuck up, other person you fuck up. So you have to at one point in time manage your own fuck ups that does not affect another person. So I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
But I'm saying everybody have their good and bad. I have my good and bad, you have your good and bad. But emotional intelligence is the ability to be able to like manage your environment properly. So that does not really come across.
In the end,
careless.
Yeah, in the end, to me, as far as I still wake up every day, as far as my family, they wake up every day, we eat. I think that is what concerns me. Any other extras is not really my problem. Yeah, it's not really, I don't really used to beat around things. As far, the only thing that will get me angry is if you disturb my sleep or you drag my food with me. But apart from those two things, or you try to chat like, insult my family, or but apart from that, all those other things, I just see them as life happening. I don't really put my energy, my strength in. I just leave you to do what you think is right. Me to do what you think is right. As far as you are not disturbing my sleep, I'm okay. So I don't really have.
I think summarizing on from the first episode to the ninth episode, you know, when I put out this topic, Israel was like, this story is still relatable to that. When I talked about the Noah Boy story, I don't know if you've seen that movie on Netflix, Alpha Male Female.
No, I've not.
It's quite interesting. I've actually seen it. And it's basically the Igbo culture we are used to. You know, growing up there, we used to see Danny bring some boys, HK, likes of Orisi. Orisi still works with us, and it's been, what, 12 years or 13 years?
So,
for you, what do you think the concept of Noah Boy, I think I did not have the opportunity to point that out. Do you really think the concept of Noah Boy should be abolished, or do you think it's similar to slavery,
I think the Nigerian system as a whole is going to miss that culture of boy, because if you look around, because if you watch out now, when you go to plumbing shops, you not see any young person learning anything.
Yes.
When you go to welders, it's still the people you know 15 years ago that are there. You not see any new person trying to learn the skill. When you go to a spare parts shop, when you go to someone selling, you like, the young people, they are not interested in any hand, as you like call it, craftsman job, like plumbing, welding, carpentry, upholstery, like, it's just those old men that you know back in the days. If not, before, you go to that kind of shop and you see like four young boys learning the work. But it's not a good thing to abolish it, because it made people really good at what they do.
And
what
it
they
made
do.
Like everything so much that we would like appreciate it. And I also highlighted the importance that this one boy story, I linked into a system that sustains generally in Nigeria. We are not used to sustainability. We are used to we are known for the quick generation. Everybody just wants to pop in and pop out. How do you define the concept of quick money?
The truth is, most of the time, quick money is not something that is like, it's not something that will last. Most people that got quick money, you find out that even if they got the quick money from a legit source, maybe through bet or maybe one big contract work, most of the time you find that they end up being average or poor.
Yeah.
I think the best source of money has to do with a sustainable source that comes at intervals, whether it's monthly, quarterly, yearly, but something that you have an 85% probability sure success rate that at this stage in time or at this point in time, I will get this money.
Yeah.
But that big money, most of the time, people are not really ready. Yes, that is the word. People are not really ready for it. They end up wasting it on out of pressure. They say, let me invest. Before you know, they will invest on things they don't know about. At the end of the day, when that quick money has gone too much into that, their investment, they will end up with nothing and all. So even me myself, I'm not really too interested in quick money. I want to go through the process. I want to get that my, like, it's not like a salary kind of money,
but you are sure
that when you sell, you make this profit. When you do this one, you make that profit at every given time.
I'm super excited to have you on this episode.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed my 10th episode. I really wanted to do this question and answer for my 10th episode. Hopefully in the second 10th episode, we have a more interactive section. Okay, guys, don't forget to go stream this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Let's give a moment for you to go subscribe. Please subscribe to my channel. Would you have a subscription to my YouTube channel? Are you pushing the same one, right?
Yeah, I do. I even have people on my contact list that cannot wait for me to share every Tuesday. So.
Thank you.
I'm doing the best I can for now.
Okay, guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Oluchimitezi, @EWE_podcast, Luchis Concept. I have a vlog, it's going to pop at the end of this video. Please stream my vlog. And yeah, on Twitter, follow, no, is it Twitter? It's X app now for my Twitter, Oluchimitezi. On Facebook, Oluchimitezi. Guys, I want to inform you guys, Rana has a sports channel. We had a just like rant about losers. You know, last week with the Chelsea fans, we had a lot to say about the match between Chelsea and Man U. Lucia, how did you feel about that match?
Football and grace and luck. Nobody's a big play ball.
So can you tell us about Sporty Banter? Am I correct?
Yeah, Sporty Bands. It's just a platform where we interview fans that come to watch the matches at the Vincent Center, yeah, because Vincent Center. They don't have the luxury to go to the stadium, so it's an avenue for them to watch the match. So we are giving them that life experience in our own little way, just interviews, bands.
And I actually enjoyed personally enjoyed the Man U loss, because I'm not a big fan of football. When it's Chelsea and Man U involved, I always want to be part of the Blues, to like flaunt the Blues. And my brother also has a gadget. Can you like educate us on that, gentleman?
Yeah, series? It's gentleman series. It comprises of three brothers. Me, my brother, and one of my friends who is also a brother. We sell grade A clean laptops, iPhones, PS4. But we major on good clean laptops. Yeah, so.
Yeah. And for those of you asking how I get my social media presence recently, we also have social media logo. Anything social media.
Yeah, Instagram followers, likes, YouTube subscribers.
All the links will be showing down on the screen. So for more information, his handles will be popping on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, like I always say, let's spread love, because love is God. God is love. I'm your host, Emetezi Chiglory, and we're running off with
Uchukwu Emetezi
Divine. In the studio. Bye, guys.
Yeah, bye.